to the new way of life. But that's true for all of us, isn't it? We're all having to adjust to a new way of living these days. But we've had to adjust without warning, really. It was automatic, it was sudden, wasn't it? This lockdown came and then that was it. Our daily lives are being dictated to by the COVID-19 virus. And as frustrating as that is, we all have to follow the guidelines to keep ourselves and others safe. If this was a blockbuster movie written in 2019, we would all say, do you know what, that is too far-fetched to be real. But we know how wrong that we would be. In preparation today, the Lord led me to the book of Esther and how her life changed overnight because of the action of another person. If you have your Bible with you, I'm just going to be reading, giving an overview of the first couple of chapters of Esther. It's something Esther is going to be the book we're going to look at for the next couple of weeks. Esther finds herself in a situation that was totally out of her control. She was suddenly thrust into a position of power and great authority. This book, again, is what blockbuster movies are made of. Drama, power, romance and intrigue. But the thing is, Esther was a real person. And this is a true story. It wasn't made up in Hollywood. Just as the bizarre situation that we find ourselves in today, Esther finds herself in a bizarre situation also. If you've not read the book of Esther for a while, allow me then to give you some background. When we read the opening chapters, we see the sovereignty of God at work at the same time as human will. As we heard last week, those of you that are here, God wants our minds and our will. Our minds control our body and our will controls our mind. And that's what we see here through this book. God's plan and Esther's willingness, although reluctant most of the time. I think we can all say that, can't we, when we realize that God has a plan for us. We can all be a little bit reluctant to step into that plan. But Esther's willingness to do that, as reluctant as she was. But her willingness to follow God's plan under the guidance of her older cousin, Mordecai. Mordecai is looking after Esther because both her parents are dead. Mordecai has his own part to play through Esther. We'll be exploring his part later on. But it's just as intriguing as Esther's. But the one person that triggered Esther's life-changing events was Queen Vashti. Now, Queen Vashti is the wife of King Xerxes. So if you can just imagine that Queen Vashti's over here somewhere in some province, and Esther is way over there somewhere in another province. So King Xerxes, he's one of the most powerful kings in the region. He rules over 127 provinces stretching for miles from Kush, which would be probably Ethiopia now, to India, a very, very vast area that he controls. He is an extravagant show-off, and he loves himself totally. He surrounds himself with beautiful things, and he wants to show them off, and that includes his wife. For 180 days, he displayed all his wealth to everybody, for all to see. There's my wealth. And after the 180 days, he gave a banquet lasting 7 days for all the people from the least to the greatest position. The wine flowed, There was no limit to what you could have or what you could drink through this banquet. Sometimes kings used to put a limit on how much people could drink, but King Xerxes says, no, let it flow. Just let it flow. You can drink as much as you want. And then he summons his wife. He commands her to wear a crown and to present herself in all her splendor. The message is given to Queen Vashti, and Queen Vashti says, nope, not going to happen. She refused the king's invitation. There was no way Queen Vashti was going to present herself to the king. So it's at this point the events, that changed Esther's life were triggered. If Queen Vashti had said yes, it could have been totally different. But she said no. She said no to the king. It's been said by various commentators that Queen Vashti refused on the basis that to parade herself in front of the king, the king's all-male party, was against Parisian custom. So to present herself in the way the king wanted her to do that was against the custom. Plus the fact that the king was half drunk anyway. And no, I haven't been drinking this morning. The problem is that this caused conflict between the Parisian custom and the king's command. The king was really upset. Here's the king, King Xerxes, exercising his authority in front of all his male crowd. And the custom rules over the command. And there's no way back for the king. Where is the king going to go? What is he going to do? He's in a very, very difficult situation. He's stuck between a rock and a hard place. Does he save face and banish the queen? Or does he look a fool in front of his mates? If this was an opening chapter of a novel or the first 20 minutes of scene one of a blockbuster movie, you can start to picture the conflict that is building up, can't you? Esther is about to start her journey from being a young woman to becoming queen. And she had no idea what was going to happen. She had no idea what was going to happen. The key verse is verse 4:14, for such a time as this. The full verse reads, Mordecai is saying to Esther, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. For such a time as this. As we look at our own position, what have we been called to? What have we been called to for such a time as this? Within this pandemic, this time in history, what have we been called to? Through lockdown, has God been speaking to you? What has he been saying? Has he asked you to step up and to step out? Or has he asked you to step down and step back? Has he asked you to step out of your comfort zone? Or are you still in that place of processing what God has asked you to do. What will the future look like if I do this? Esther didn't have that luxury of sitting back and saying, Mordecai, I'm not sure I want to do what the king has asked. She went with it. We've been restricted in so many ways in the last few months, haven't we? Our way of life has changed forever. I think it may have been Phil that spoke to me last week and said how interesting it is, or it has been over the years, that some parts of society have complained about face coverings, and yet now it's mandatory that we all have to wear face coverings. It's interesting, isn't it, how things are changing. Never again will we be the same church as we were. Never again. Some people might say, hallelujah, praise God. But what is God calling us to do in such a time as this? What is he saying to you, the people, as individuals? What is happening to us as individuals? What is he saying to us collectively? One thing's for sure. If we engage with God as Esther did, then we will find out. We will find out what God wants us to do. And don't think, please don't go away from today thinking, oh my goodness, I haven't heard God's voice for such a long time. Just ask him. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Because the way God speaks is through his word. He speaks through his people. And he speaks through circumstances. The circumstances we find ourselves in are pretty frightening. But if we remain calm and focused on the Lord Jesus, then we will find our way out. We will find our way out. He will give us strength and he will give us courage. Let's pray. Some words from Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in the dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. Help us, Lord, to, in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, help us, Lord, to look to you first. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just before we sing our last song, just take a few moments to ask the Lord what it is he wants you to do this coming week. Is there something you need to do specifically? Is there somebody perhaps you need to pick up the phone to? Is there somebody you need to forgive? Has somebody hurt you? Or is it just a case of writing a note to somebody that you haven't spoken to for a while and popping it in the post? Just take this time to seek God's face.